20 years ago, a poor curate, never mind his name at this moment, fell in love with a rich man's daughter. She fell in love with him and married him, against the advice of all her friends, who consequently disowned her immediately after the wedding. Before 2 years passed, the rash pair were both dead and laid quietly side by side under one slab. I have seen their grave. It formed part of the pavement of a huge churchyard surrounding the grim, soot-black old cathedral of an overgrown manufacturing town. They left a daughter, which, at its very birth, Charity received in her lap, cold as that of the snowdrift I almost stuck fast in tonight. Charity carried the friendless thing to the house of its rich maternal relations. It was reared by an aunt-in-law, called, I come to names now, Mrs. Reed of Gateshead. You start. Did you hear a noise? I dare say it is only a cat scrambling along the rafters of the adjoining schoolroom. It was a barn before I had it repaired and altered, and barns are generally haunted by rats. To proceed. Mrs. Reed kept the orphan 10 years. Whether it was happy or not with her, I cannot say, never having been told. But at the end of that time she transferred it to a place you know, being no other than Lowood School, where you so long resided yourself. It seems her career there was very honourable. From a pupil she became a teacher, like yourself. Really, it strikes me there are parallel points in her history and yours. She left it to be a governess. There again your fates were analogous. She undertook the education of the ward of a certain Mr. Rochester. Mr. Rivers, I interrupted.